Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard about our new format? Today's show we will feature live music, interviews, breaking news, gossip, announcements, confessions, events, and much more. Stay tuned and we'll be back shortly.
The 27th annual Miss Asia USA, Mrs. Asia USA, and Miss Teen Asia USA Cultural Pageants by Virgilia Productions Incorporated. The celebration will be held at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center in Redondo Beach, California, on Saturday, November 21, 2015, from 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. Miss Asia USA, Mrs. Asia USA, and Miss Teen Asia USA Culture Pageants unite culture, beauty, and talent from all 58 countries on the Asian continent. If you are between the ages 16 years to 23 years old, you can apply for Miss Asia USA. If you are between the ages 13 years old to 17 years old, you can apply for Miss Asia Teen USA. And if you are between the ages 24 years old and up, you can apply for Mrs. Asia USA. You can apply by calling 1-800-831-9880. Once again, 1-800-831-9880 or text at 818-641-7779. Once again, you can text at 818-641-7779 or you can log on to the website at missasiausa.org. That is missasiausa.org. Remember, dream it, believe it, and live it. Welcome back to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. We're having some technical issues, so that is not going to be good, but the show must go on. The audio clips are not showing for those already listening, and I see my guest is already on the line waiting 6 minutes, so I guess we're going to go to that to introduce the guest. And first, I want to do my opening. Thank you to Arohano Clips, audio clips, so I had to do it myself. So I'm going to start with, it is new, it is fresh, and ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. Coming to you live from Hollywood, California, the home of the entertainment and motion picture industry, on Wednesday, June 3, 2015. Okay, so let's see if my audios are going to make noise. I guess so it's going to be, I don't know why this happened with this audio, but we are in trouble. Okay, so, however, I need to have a backup plan, and I usually have it, at least I don't talk too much. Here we go.
You ready to do something, too? I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote. Because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey.
All right, so that is how we do it when there's technical issue with the audio. So I know you guys should be having fun. But anyway, let's go to what this show is about. Today is a special show, and I want you to help me and welcome during this prime time live interview with producer, filmmaker, and actress, host, Christy Allman. So I see Christy is on the line. So before I introduce Christy to you guys, a little noise for Christy to be finally on Diversity News Radio, which she was scheduled back in March. But now it's going to be a very exciting, exclusive interview. But before I bring her to the phone, to the studio, we want to do this welcoming sound for her. All right, Christy, you are on Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar.
Wow, that was awesome. I feel like I just landed in a hot air balloon for The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Following the Yellow Brick Road. I love that music. That was awesome. What a great intro. Thank you, Steven.
You're welcome. And I do apologize. The clicks are not really working on my audio clips. So we had to, what they call it, improvise by using the original clips on the computer.
Okay.
So I'm refreshing the computer. Oh, my God. You know, we should not finish talking. I just noticed my internet is gone down. In this. Why
are you? Well, you know, we are in a Mercury retrograde, and sometimes communications and computers you know, tend to be a little mishap. So I'm sure you'll be able to work it out, though.
Honestly, I had a power going off, so I do see some of the electricity stuff are blinking. And now I see my internet connection is blinking. So as long as we don't hang out, we are going to be live.
Okay.
So I guess now I was refreshing the studio dashboard to see the audio clicks. So anyways, let's go to and start get to business. So I once again welcome to be here on Diversity News Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry you're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to start with the first question. And usually I ask this to all my guests, and you know, basically is. Introduction. So the first question is, can you please tell us who is Christy Olhan? I don't know if I'm pronouncing right your last name.
The name is Oldham. It's spelled Old Ham. And actually, it's English. So my ancestry is Celtic and Brythonic. Okay. And my history goes back to the English Parliament and Manchester, things like that. And then I was raised in South Louisiana. So who am I? I guess I could say I'm a storyteller. I'm curious, you know, and I like to tell stories in multiple mediums. I like to write it. I like to put it to movies, moving pictures. I like to paint it. I like to, you know, use it through acting and the art, you know, of acting, that craft. So I enjoy creating. I like to tell stories.
All right. So that's a good answer. the next question I have, because we have so many questions, I want to cover all those questions if possible. I have here that you are a book author. So can you please tell us about your books? I have here the first one, which I'm also holding on my hand. It's called Christy Olhan's Manual to a Happy and Healthy Dog.
Yeah. And that's my first book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is your first book. It's the second one that you use really, which is the Finley and the Emerald Volcano.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell a little bit about the first book and then the second one?
Okay, sure, no problem. The first book is a manual on how to take care of your dog. So it's published by Fotomundo Publishing, and it came out in December. And we had a lot of, you know, people supporting us, and we had a lot of people who were in the industry who have dogs. I mean, it's a big industry, and it's like a $55.7 billion industry, the pet industry. So we decided that a lot of folks need to know more about how to actually care for dogs and stuff. So we put together a manual, and it's actually based on my professional experience being a pet entrepreneur with my called Healthy Dogs Pet Sitting Service, which I've been in business almost 12 years. And so I decided to write a book and just to have to give folks a better understanding of how to care for their dog and like canine allergies and just the basics, controlling fleas and performing canine CPR and, you know, just standard canine dental hygiene, things like that. And we did really well. My partner, Clinton H. Wallace, helped put together a lot of the research for it and helped to publish it and everything. And they had a launch party at Tail Waggers, which is a little boutique in Hollywood. There's two places, two pet stores there. And the owner, Todd Warner, immediately took in all of our books and he was just so fantastic. And we had a couple of celebrities endorse it, like Danny Trejo. He was wonderful. He actually has pit bulls. So I talk a lot about the pit bull in the book. Mel Gibson, you know, held the book and supported us, as well as Lisa Vanderpump and her Yorkie, Jiggy. So it was really cool and it was a lot of fun. And the books are still selling here in Hollywood at the bookstores, Book Soup, and also in Europe. And so that's been really nice to have. So it's based on my professional pet sitting service.
So what about the new book?
Yeah, so the new book is an actual fictional story. And it is based on a little girl named Joy. She's 9. And her dog, who's just been rescued, his name is Finley. And it's a tale where they go to an island in the West Indies called Montserrat. And not a lot of folks know about Montserrat. A lot of people go to Jamaica and the BVIs, but it's an island in the Caribbean. And we just fell in love with it. Had a friend of mine who traveled there with her husband via sailboat on their boat called Virtue and Vice. And she sent me a picture of her and her husband actually holding my first book from the island. And she told me about those travels they were having, and I was just like, wow, that's so cool. And then I got together with my publisher and said, hey, you know what, I want to write a book about the Irish history of this island. And he was wonderful. Clinton Wallace immediately went into work and said, hey, you can borrow my autographed book of Howard Zinn that he had, A People's History of the United States. And we went back to the Cromwellian period when Oliver Cromwell actually conquered Ireland on behalf of the English Parliament and enslaved the Irish and sent them to penal colonies. One of them was Montserrat. And so actually one of the first slaves were the Irish, and they absorbed themselves into the island there, and then eventually they then enslaved the Caribs and the Garifuna native islanders there and stuff. So we get into a little of that history and Finley and the Emerald Volcano. And it's also about goddesses and, you know, a magical golden cauldron that was, you know, buried by buccaneers centuries ago. And it's up to them to save the day, and they're riding motorcycles. Very fun. And we've also we just launched it. We just released it. It's on Amazon. And then we've also adapted it into screenplay. So as a filmmaker, I'm very interested in turning it into a movie. So we're doing that now. So it's...
All right. Don't give it everything out to your listeners, because if they're not going to buy the book, you're giving a teaser, okay? I think you were
giving
the book
is tired. The book is fun.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to get that copy. Moving on, I don't want to get our listeners bored. However, I'm still having issues with my audio click, and I also don't want you to be wear you out with too much questions. So we also, I'm just explaining, will do advertisements, PSAs, and of course songs that is part of this radio show. However, the good news and the bad news, no audio clips. I only have two available. So I guess I'm going to repeat those two if if when it's necessary. All right, so I didn't have practice out on me. Okay, so the next question I have is, why do you write the kinds of books you do?
Why do I write the kinds of books I do?
Why do you write them?
Yeah. Well, again, the first one was a manual of how to take care of your dog, and it just seemed natural to, write about my expertise with canines. I've always had dogs. I've always grown up with dogs. And being a published author on canine health, it's really served me well to be able to talk about dogs and their issues and help humans with handling and taking care of them. So, and then as far as writing the other book, Finley, I just, they always say never to work with children or dogs, but, it just seems very organic to sort of mesh the two together, filmmaking and dogs, since that's what my business is. And my pet care service helps to fund, the movies. Yeah, it just seems very standard to work with, canines and tell fun, inspirational stories, sometimes from the POV, the point of view from, animals. So.
All right. So I'm doing something. What are you talking? Next question I have here, thanks to my writing team and marketing team. I think we did an excellent job in promoting at the last minute this interview, and I know your team and yourself did also, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that. I want to say thank you for helping us on that.
Sure. Thank you.
And moving on, the next question is, do any of the books you write come from your own childhood?
Absolutely. Sure. I had a dog growing up named Prince, and he was a German Shepherd. And he was, my best friend, and he taught me a lot of, great values like patience and unconditional love. And, we played hide-and-go-seek together, and, he was just my best friend. So, absolutely. And I have him actually in my first book, and it's dedicated to Prince.
Okay, and I'm going to make a little announcement between the interview and this day is to welcome our listeners to join us by calling at 657-383-1391. Once again, any listeners out there listening to the radio show, you are welcome to be part of the conversation by calling at 657-383-1391. You can ask questions to Christy or, or a comment that you would like to make. You're welcome to do so. Now, also, for those who are shy, you can go to our facebook.com/diversitynewsradio and put your comments on the event, which is attached with the fan page, and type your question there, and we'll try to answer it. Another thing, if you're really more shy and you don't want us to know who you are, you can send an email directly to diversitynewsradio@gmail.com. Once again, radio@gmail.com or diversitynewsradio@diversitynewspublications.com. I guess that's it for my announcement. Let's continue on with the next question is, let me see which one we can. Okay. Can you tell us if it is easy? Is writing easy for you? Do you feel lonely being a writer?
Oh, gosh. Good question. No, actually, writing is very easy for me, anyway. And, I grew up writing short stories probably as early as about 10 years old. And it's very soothing. I grew up deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, and we would always go out and have these adventures, and then I would write about it, and I would always write it with a hint of comedy, and my family all enjoyed it, and so I was remotely encouraged to do it because of their reaction. So I kept on with it, and I was just naturally, you know, good at it. And but I don't feel lonely at all. I really lose myself in the writing, and it's very pleasurable. And I enjoy writing, you know, either short stories or screenplays. You know, I do all of my business plans and, you know, grants, things like that. So it's very rewarding.
Okay, and let me see. I'm going to give you a little break. So can we take a little break?
Sure.
I'm trying to
get a drink of water.
Huh?
Yeah, can have your we'll all get a drink of water, or, you know, whatever. Well, it's happy hour somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if you hear the breaking news. I have been very good to myself. No, there is no happy hours for me anymore.
Okay.
So I mean, in other words, no alcohol in my existence for almost a month.
Yes, I heard that. Congratulations. And you've lost weight, I heard.
And I honestly, before I came today, I weighed myself. And I lost another 4 pounds. Originally, I had lost 7. So I'm doing good also in watching.
You are. Yeah, you are. Yeah, because alcohol would do it to you, right? And it put on those
alcohol and also not exercising or not, you know, watching what you're eating. So now it's like, oh my God, I'm getting invited to this, and there is a lot of alcohol, you know, flying from right to left. However, that is no more something that I want to continue because it's not healthy. I had to learn that the hard way, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
so
totally
talking too much, but let's go to the next song. It's a very good song. I hope you like it. And while that happens, I will try to see why my audios are not showing up. So I need to complain to Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so I will put you on hold so you can make noise and nobody's going to hear you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Next mistake, love the game, wanna play. No money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever.
it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Once again, thank you for turning on to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. And today we're having an exclusive primetime live interview with producer, filmmaker, actor, actress, and host, Christy Olhan. Did this write the last name?
Hello.
The last name, I'm getting it correct.
Well, it's Oldham, but I'll take Oldham. Sure, why not?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not
That's
born
okay.
here.
No, it's totally fine. No problem.
Okay, so I know we had 26 minutes. It's moving quick, and I know there's a bunch of questions. So I think it's time for me to do what they call it. Scan the questions and skip the questions.
Okay, whatever.
Let me see which one is going to be one of the good. We're going to move now to something. Let me see. Writing is okay. We deal with that. Okay, we're going to jump to movies. So I think you mentioned movies earlier, and I know you are a producer and an actress as well. So can you please tell us what movies you have done?
Well, I'm an independent filmmaker, so I've done two feature films. The first one was released back in 2007, way back, Cain and Abel. And then my last one is Barracuda.
Okay.
That's the one that I wrote and I produced and co-directed and had the leads, the starring role in, and we went on to win 3 Best Picture Awards, and it played really well to audiences who received it, and they really enjoyed it. We're in domestic distribution, and we're currently turning it into a web series. It's called Barracuda.
Yeah,
So that's the last one, and then I had one that came out in between called Black Annie. Yeah.
Okay. Next question, which is related to movies and also Hollywood. I know you're not native of Hollywood, California. You came from another state. How do you feel Hollywood has treated you with your career?
Well, I think it's not really about how Hollywood is treating me. I said, you know, if you want to do anything, you really have to get in there, roll up your sleeves and apply yourself. And wherever you go and whatever you're doing and whatever field you're in, you really have to make your choices and be smart and be, you know, resilient and resourceful and consistency. So I didn't know much about the business when I moved here in May of 1998 from my small town, Louisiana. But it's interesting now I go back and shoot there because now Louisiana has become a leading place for movies and all. So, you know, it comes full circle. And by thinking positive and knowing that you're in the right place and making bold decisions and taking risks and not doubting yourself. You know, oftentimes if you stay the course, success follows. And that's been my case, you know, being self-taught and, you know, not having a formal, you know, filmmaking studies and things like that, going to film school. So making the movies was my film school. And so I feel like Hollywood's treated me very well, and I'm very happy. And now we're moving on to the next plateau, which is making movies with studios.
All right. This one is the question coming on my head right more at this moment. I'm curious. I think we never had talked about how you met a producer and celebrity photographer, Clinton H. Wallace.
Oh, yes. A few years ago, Mr. Wallace and I met at American Film Institute, AFI. I was there seeing some movies, and I was doing an interview with Movie Reviews and More, Brian Sebastian, and he introduced me to Clinton, and then we decided to start collaborating together. And so he's a publisher as well. So he's a celebrity photojournalist, publisher, and he's also an executive producer in his own right. So it just was organic, and it seemed, you know, a no-brainer to partner. So that's what we did.
I think it's a perfect match for both of you guys.
Yeah. So that's what it is. We both bring something to the table, you know, and we're both, you know, very hungry and excited, and we both love storytelling. He loves to tell stories with his pictures. He also has written books and published books and stuff, so he's an artist in multiple mediums. So we speak the same language, and he's well-traveled. He's lived in different countries, and he just brings so much culture to the partnership. So I'm very blessed to have him as my partner.
I can add that he has met so many celebrities in his career, and that's so cool.
Yeah, it's important to have contacts, for sure. And he's definitely paid his dues in Hollywood. So, yeah, Fotomundo International Entertainment has been a fantastic partnership so far. So we look to you know, take it to the next level, so we're very excited.
All right, and we're doing good with the time they're telling me here. So next question is something interesting. I want to find, or we want to know, what are your strong points as an actor? They had an actor here, but it's almost the same, actress.
Oh, my strong points as an actress. Well, I, you know, do like to keep it real, be very organic, live in the moment, and I think that it's whenever you write and produce material that you know that is a vehicle for your acting, it's you know, very easy to be meshed with the material and to have a great team behind you to make sure that, hey, this could be done better, this is off, this is that. So, you know, it takes a team of people to you know, help make a movie, and I'm blessed to have a fantastic team. So my weaknesses and my strengths are, you know, the same whether I have my own material or if I, you know, I'm shooting something with another filmmaker.
Are you reading my brain? Because you mentioned your weak points already. And that was my next question. What are your weak points when it comes to acting?
What am I what?
Your weak points.
Oh, my weak points, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My weak points, well, I think I do too much, so I'm wearing about 18 hats on set. So if I could just focus on the acting, that would be fantastic. But usually I'm so busy in between, you know, making sure that everyone's taken care of, from craft service to, oh, the boom mic is down. Oh, you know, we have our location has just been lost, or an actor is not here, or this or that. You know, there's so much going on, or, you know, to make sure that the flow of a movie stays the course, that usually I'm too caught up to really give my full attention. So I think that could be my weakness. If I just focus on the acting, I think that would be fantastic. But that hasn't happened yet. So when other people cast me in their projects, then I really get to immerse myself into the character. So characters are usually my forte.
All right. So we're going to go to a short commercial, but I want to ask this last question because it's related to those questions. And this one is, what have you learned from directors that you have worked with throughout your career?
Oh, I continue to learn. I learn every day from watching people's work, from working with them, how they run their sets. Lighting is so important. New technology has created things to help make the workflow easier. Just so much a green screen. We're working with a fantastic studio right now who has state-of-the-art facilities who can just do pretty much anything you want. And so I'm learning from them. And, and then, of course, I love to work with, Catherine Bigelow. She's a wonderful female director, and I champion, of course, female directors, and Catherine Hartwig of Twilight, and, I would love to be able to, one day, so we'll see.
All right, so everyone, don't go nowhere, because we'll be coming back shortly on Diversity News Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. And we just listened to Christina Aldana's song. And if I recall, the title of the song that we hear is called Closure. Anyways, we are back with our guest, the special guest, Christy Olhan. And we got a couple more questions to go because we got 12 minutes to wrap this show. I don't know if you want to make it longer, but I think people don't listen to a show that is more than 1 hour.
Okay. Yay.
So,
I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome. So now I want to ask, and there's so many questions, so I did skip. Please keep it short because I want to touch one of the important questions. Next question is, how do you think film stars handle their popularity?
How do I think film stars, like celebrities, how do I feel that they handle their popularity?
Yes.
You know, I don't really have an opinion on that. I'm only responsible of how I govern myself, and I can only bring to the table my experiences, and I can't judge anyone for what they do or do not do. So I have no opinion on that.
Okay, let's move to the next question. And now for those inspiring actors or actresses, can you give them some tips to become a successful actor or actress?
A successful tip to become a successful actress or actor. I think that the first thing to do is to have an acting coach and to study and to actually work your craft and to do a lot of theater. That's a great way to, learn about timing and dynamics of staging, stage combat, things like that organically. Yeah, theater and coaching.
All right. So I'm moving to the next one is, it is true, the saying, quote, if you set your mind to it, you can do it, close the quote.
You're asking me if that's true?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thoughts are powerful. And, once you make a goal and you visualize it, the strategies change along the way, but as long as you have that goal, and you are consistent and you, take the necessary action, make sure that goal manifests, it all begins with a thought, an idea, and then you then implement it with action. So that's what everything is ideas. And
great answer. So now we're going to move to going back to the books, and here's a question that we want to know, who is your target reader?
For Finley and the Emerald Volcano?
Both books. I know one is Doggies, so I guess it's the second one, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a family-friendly book, and people will really enjoy it who love volcanoes and fantasy and action and adventure and talking dogs who ride motorcycles. You know, who doesn't like that? And people who are interested in, the Irish history of pagan, Celtic, English, things like that. And I think a lot of people will enjoy it. And I'm really excited. Montserrat, we're going to have a book reading on the island and involve the community. So they're all very excited in the Caribbean. So we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, great answer. And here's a very good question that they prepared for me, my writing team. What advice would you give to the people who, run out of creativity, close to the quote, when writing?
I'm not sure I understand. What advice to give to people who run out of ideas or activity when they're writing?
Creativity, run out of creativity. When they're writing.
When they run out of creativity?
Yeah.
When an actor runs out of creativity, what's the advice? Well,
yeah, basically.
Um,
yeah.
I don't know if I have any advice on that, simply because I don't ever run out of creativity. I have a flood of ideas constantly, and I keep a little journal because I'm constantly coming up with ideas. So it's the only problem, not, and it's not even a problem, it's just having the time, really, to manifest all of those ideas, as I want to do them all, you know. So I never have a problem with creativity. I think that anyone who does, perhaps they shouldn't be writers. Or because if you're an artist, you shouldn't have a problem with creating it, right?
Well, I guess in the books business, however, I would say in my defense, sometimes I don't have no creativity. So I forgot how they call it, you know, that you're not able to write story no more. So you
you mean writer's block?
Writer's block, I guess, for myself, sometimes I cannot write.
Well, the basics, I think, is a solid film treatment. Whenever you have your solid skeleton in your film treatment, you're really able to then just fill in the skeleton because you know how you want to begin it, you know your characters, and along the way you're able to make discoveries, but you know where you're going with it in the end. So what's important to do is always have a treatment, you know, an outline. And that will save you whenever you're trying to get, say, your character from, you know, the store to the train station, because he knows that he'll have to be out, you know, in the desert for him to, you know, go forward. So how do you get your character from the store to the desert? Well, you know, that's the creative part. That's you figuring out how to make that work. But as long as you have it outlined, I don't think it's problem.
All right. Let's move to the next question, because they're telling we had only 5 minutes, so we are running out of time. Let me see. What advice would you give to inspiring writers or / actors?
To write. You know, if you want to write, write. And if you want to act, act. Just do it. Yeah.
All right. So that's a good quick answer. And to recap what we discussed today, what projects are you currently working on now?
What projects am I working on?
Yes.
Well, I'm working on a few things. Clinton H. Wallace and I just did a startup with the Caribbean Web Festival. So we're going to be putting that together. And I'd like to have it out in perhaps Barbados, but it could be Montserrat as well. We're not sure. We're also going to have a travel show, so we're putting that together in development of that. We of course, are turning Finley and the Emerald Volcano into a movie, so we're currently shooting the teaser for that, and then we'll be pitching it, you know, probably in the next few weeks. So there's a lot going on with that. And then, of course, we have the Barracuda web series to launch that as well. So I've got lots on my plate, and we're super excited. It's going to be a good summer, action-packed. We've partnered with Tail Waggers, so we're going to give a portion of the proceeds from the book to them. What they do is their foundation helps animals who were abused in all different rescues. So, you know, it always feels good giving back. And then we have a movie called The Summer of Terror, which is based on a true story that was takes place in Louisiana. So, we have no shortage of projects. We're ready to go. And you know,
all right. So I guess that this will be my last question. Where can people find more information about your past, your future, and current projects that you mentioned on this radio show? There's a website where they follow, you know, more information.
Well, on social media, it's all over, you know, Twitter is Christy Oldham. My Instagram, it would be Demi Goddess Church, which is my production company. And you can also look for Fotomundo International, Fotomundo Publishing. Also online for Facebook is Christy Oldham. I also write
for, I have a pet column called Daily Candid News, and I write about different breeds of dogs and coupled with the celebrities sometimes who own them. And, yeah, so we have, what is it, Instagram, what are the other ones, Twitter, Facebook, I think those are the only three, and then Finley and the Emerald Volcano Movie.com, that's the website.
What about the production website?
It would be demigoddesspictures.com.
Yeah. All right. So I guess so I'm going to wrap this exciting interview. I would like to send it, however, due to my experience. I know people will not listen to 1 hour. So I want to say thank you, Christy, for allowing me in doing this extensive interview. I hope who is listening now, they enjoy it, and I ask everyone to miss the show to go back to the archive interview and listen to the interview. And I hope also we can interview in the future as well. So I'm extending, you know, for you an opportunity to come back like that. We can follow us with what you have accomplished in your career.
Thank you. That would be wonderful. I accept. And next time, maybe we won't have the technical difficulties. But, you know, the show must go on. So thank you, Stephen. You're a real trooper. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And production team, they tell me I had 90 seconds. So I guess so. We talk later. And once again, thank you for being on Diverse News Radio on air.
Absolutely.
With Stephen. And we talk later.
Thank you for having me, Stephen. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, because it's your time, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Well, that's all that we have for today. I want to say you once again, thank you, and visit the archive to re-listen again to the radio show. I do apologize for the audio technical issue, but like we say, the show must go on. Once again, this is Stephen Escobar on Diversity News Radio, on air with Stephen Escobar. So thank you for listening. And until, I guess, next time here on Diversity News Radio. And before I say goodbye, I have to also thank our sponsors that make this radio show possible. And you may have seen the promos that include, but the main sponsors for the radio show, I'm pulling out information. This radio show is brought to you by DiversityNewsPublications.com and in part sponsored by Virgilia Productions Incorporated. So, and before I leave to my next thing, to read an advertisement that I put at the last minute. So let's see if it comes. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, action. The 27th annual Miss Asia USA, Mrs. Asia USA, Miss Teen Asia USA, Cultural Pageants by Virgilia Productions Incorporated. The celebration will be held at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, 1935 Manhattan Beach Boulevard, Redondo Beach, California, 90278, on Saturday, November 21, 2015, from 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. Miss Asia USA, Mrs. Asia USA, Miss Teen Asia USA, Cultural Pageants unite culture, beauty, and talent from all 58 countries on the Asian continent. If you are between the ages of 16 years to 23 years old, you can apply for Miss USA. If you are between the ages of 13 years old to 17 years old, you can apply for Miss Teen Asia USA. And if you are between the ages of 24 years old and older, you can apply for Mrs. Asia USA. How can you apply? Very simple. You can apply by calling 1-800-831-9880. Once again, 1-800-831-9880. Or you can text at 818-641-7779. Once again, it's 818-641-7779. Or you can log into the website at MissAsiaUSA.org. The website is, again, MissAsiaUSA.org. Remember, dream it,
believe it,
live it.